So you're very welcome back to Monday's Talk About, and I'm delighted to be joined in studio now by Garda Mary Gardner for the weekly Crime Slot. Mary, how are you?
I am good. How are you?
I'm not too bad.
We're very good in the sunshine today anyway, thank God. So
it's important. It has to be done as well. I suppose an important note to start on with sunshine, I suppose road glare and stuff like that, it's important to always be...
Yeah, absolutely. So I suppose with the good weather as well, you've a lot more people are going to be out walking, kids out walking. Sure, you know, the sun comes out and everything else comes out as well. So we're just asking people as well, just to bear that in mind when you are driving, be aware there's going to be a lot more pedestrians out and about, and especially kids. And, you know, the children are mad eager to run ahead of the parents. So just be a bit more vigilant in the good weather, just to everybody, motorists and pedestrians as well. We all have a responsibility of care, and that goes to the pedestrians and the drivers as well. So we don't want any unfortunate things happening, and we all want to enjoy the lovely weather.
Of course. And I suppose the evenings are getting longer, but I suppose it's still important for people to be lit up when they're out on the roads as well.
100%, yeah. So I suppose we have you know, the yellow jackets from the RSA. We actually have a quantity of them in the station if anybody wants one. It's just a good habit to get into. We go to the schools and, you know, we'd give them out to the kids. Kids are great for wearing them, but it's the grown-ups aren't as good as the kids, I suppose, for wearing them. So anything that makes you more visible to anybody driving is a positive, and it's just a habit to get into, I suppose. Putting it on you, whether it's daytime, whether it's nighttime, getting the habit of wearing the fluorescent jacket as well. So, and as I said, we have them in the station and they're free.
Perfect. And what would the best way to be? Is it just drop into the station, or do
you can call into the station, just whoever opens the hatch, or you can contact us as well if you want to in the community policing office. But we do have them in the station and we're only mad keen to give them out.
Fantastic. So that's good advice there. And I suppose turning our attention to crime this week, we're starting off with a criminal damage incident.
We are. So the first incident I want to speak about is an incident that happened in Killarney on the 18th of April. So at 7:30 p.m. a minibus taxi driver, he was dropping some passengers home when youths began throwing stones at the rear window of the vehicle, and this vehicle was driving at the time. So this occurred in the Ballysplan area of Killarney, near the Ballysplan roundabout. Mm-hmm. So we're looking for any information in relation to this. The Guardian Killarney, they can be contacted on 064 667 1160. So that's 064 667 1160. Again, that was on the 18th of April, the Ballysplan area of Killarney. Just a very dangerous incident. Yeah. I suppose kids were throwing stones, the driver could have lost distraction, anything could have happened. So we'd just be eager to get in touch with anybody who knows anything about that, maybe a word in the ear to these youths wouldn't go astray.
Of course, and I imagine that's 7:30 on a Saturday evening.
Yeah.
I imagine there was quite a bit of traffic in the area at the time.
Absolutely, yeah, absolutely. And again, look, mindless, I suppose, really, but something that, you know, does happen. And unfortunately, in this instance, there wasn't an accident because of it. But, you know, it's just really, really dangerous. So the Gardaí would appreciate a call if anyone knows anything about this one.
OK, and we're moving across to North Kerry next. An incident in Listowel.
We are, yeah. So this occurred on the 16th of April. So Thursday the 16th of April, the injured party in this case arrived to his business. He left his vehicle unattended while he was opening the gate to the premises. He went into the yard, and while he was away from the Jeep, a laptop and a large quantity of cash was taken from the Jeep. So this happened between 7:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. on Thursday the 16th of April, and this was in the Cleaver area of Listowel. So the Gardaí at Listowel would appreciate any information in relation to this one, and they can be contacted on 068 508 20. So again, this was Thursday the 16th of April between 7:30 a.m. and 11 a.m.
Perfect. And we're moving across now to Rahunan. That's Tralee area, I believe.
It is. So Rahunan, well done. Rahunan, this just happened, this was discovered only today, actually. So
okay.
Over the weekend, the communal polytunnels of Rahunan, the communal garden and the plot area was damaged. So the plastic sheeting in the polytunnel was ripped apart in multiple areas, and as a result of this, it can no longer be used by the community up there.
Oh, God.
So this, as I said, this was only discovered this morning. Extremely disappointing for the people who put so much time and effort into this area. And again, mindless vandalism, nothing else. If anyone has any information in relation to this, please contact the Gardaí at Tralee on 066 710 2300. So 066 710 2300, and that's the polytunnels at Rahunan. as I said, you know, there's so much work goes into that.
Yeah.
People are in there. It's a great facility that people can use to grow their vegetables and, you know, just mindless vandalism, and really disappointing for the people up there who put so much work into it.
Of course, so much free time and effort,
yeah,
and
absolutely.
Then just to arrive in and to see that happen.
Yeah, it's really, really disappointing. So we'd really appreciate a call. If anybody saw anything at the weekend or knows anything about it, please contact us in confidence.
Fantastic. And that's Tralee Garda Station again.
Tralee Garda Station, yeah.
Perfect. And finally, it's that time of the year again, the Garda Youth Awards.
Sure is, yeah. So I suppose the Garda Youth Awards, the Garda Síochána Liestrand Youth Awards, they're for young people between the ages of 13 and 21. And they're in recognition of the great, great contribution that these people make to their community. So there's four categories for the awards and the nominations. So there's individual, group, community safety and a special achievement award. So the criteria is the young person, they must live in the Kerry Garda Division. They should be aged between 13 and 21 years of age, and they can be nominated individually or as part of a group. So the forms can be, they're online actually if you go on to Liestrand, or we have forms in the station that can be picked up, or if you want to contact us, we can email them out to you. Or you can email ky.killarney.community@garda.ie. So that's ky.killarney.community@garda.ie, or in turn, ky.tralee.community@garda.ie. So that's ky.tralee.community@garda.ie. As I said, the forms, we'll email them out to you, or Liestrand have them, or they can be picked up in the station. So there's some fantastic work being done by our young people in the community. And I often say it, like, we're quick enough to give out about our young people, and we're not quick enough to praise them. So this is a fantastic way that they can be recognised for what they do, how they give back to their communities. And it's a fantastic, fantastic night to hear the stories of what these young people do, such selfless things they do. It's amazing, amazing thing. And it's a great thing for that person to be recognised as
course,
well, for what they do. They don't do
honor.
It for the recognition,
yeah,
but it's really important to recognise them for it. And as I say, Liestrand have been sponsoring the Youth Awards since the beginning, and they're fantastic. Without them, you know, we wouldn't have them, and they're a great company to give back to their community as well.
Course.
So yeah, we're just hoping
some
people nominate
fantastically well deserved winners over the last couple of years as well.
Unbelievable, incredible. I've been to a lot of the Youth Awards and have nominated people myself, but just to hear the stories of everyone on the night, like, it's mind blowing.
Yeah,
really, like, and you know, we don't hear about them. As I said, we always hear about the bad things, or we're given out, or. But to hear the positive things, like, it's really important. So we just encourage anyone within schools, if clubs, communities, if you know of anyone near you who has done something, pick up a form, fill it out and send it in to us. And, you know, we'll take a look there. And our judging panel are really, really good. Yeah. And they've picked some fantastic winners over the years.
They have indeed. That's great. That's all for today, Mary.
Brilliant. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. And we'll be back with the Crime Slot with Deirdre again next Monday. Thank you very much.